Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fourth and final hour. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Steve DiAssi is in the house with us as well. Time for our regular weekly conversation with NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver, NFL Network analyst Michael Irvin. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well, man. Why that man Kyrie? Why can't Kyrie win now? The man just said all he did was call LeBron to get some advice. Usually, whenever a young guy says, I called an older guy to get some advice, he said, man, we like that guy. We like that he's calling, trying to get some advice. What's going on?
Michael, we don't like LeBron here. It's as simple as that. We can't stand LeBron here. He's beaten the Celtics too many times. We can't stand him.
But that's okay. I understand that. But now he's trying to help you if he's passing on knowledge to Kyrie on how to lead men to championships. That's a good thing. But for Kyrie to be the man couple and say, listen, maybe I was like these young guys right here and did not listen. I thought it was a good thing that he came out and said it and even shared it with all of us.
Michael, right? does a good leader tell everybody that he's a leader?
Yeah, that's what Ben Roethlisberger has been doing all year, right?
You think he's a good leader? That's a terrible example.
So should the young guys?
Let's not be this narrow-minded. Absolutely, sometimes a good leader tells you, you're good. Now, if you haven't walked into your house and said, I'm the man around here, yes, you have. Because sometimes you have to put things in order. And I don't think he was telling. It wasn't like he walked out of here and said, where's the leader in here? He was sharing a moment with people by saying, I called LeBron. And he's always saying, I'm not a great leader. That's why I called LeBron. I'm trying to become a great leader. That's why I called him. I just think people are too hard on him.
But is he taking a shot at the young players on the Celtics and maybe is awaiting a phone call for an apology from them?
Well, no, I understand all of that. But if he's self-indicted. He's self-indicted.
Yeah.
He's self-indicted first. Let me tell you something. Whenever I have to comment on a guy that has made a bad decision off the field, the first thing I'm going to do is say, listen, trust me, I made my choice. I made my share of bad decisions off the field. I got to shut them down first before I make any statement to anybody of coming by and go, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that about this guy and you know what you did. He's self-indicted first. So once you self-indict, yes, now I'm saying, allow me to help you because of the mistakes that I have made. I'm sharing with you the mistakes I have made. It's just me. Everybody's different. And I think that's very important that you self-indict because you say, I've been right there where you are. I made these mistakes. Oh, my God, I'm trying to help you not make it. That's what we're all trying to do. That's what we're trying to do as athletes. That's what we're trying to do as businessmen. And more importantly than all, that's what we're trying to do as fathers.
We like everything Michael Irvin says, generally speaking, but we like to hear him. And
yeah,
so
we're
going to try to get him on a better connection. Because
he came out swinging, though, about Kyrie.
Yeah.
I love it.
He completely steered this bus into the ditch, too.
Hey, but that's still a conversation that is not over with.
Agreed.
Like, let's see where this thing goes. They got a game against Memphis tonight, and obviously all the attention is on Patriots-Chiefs, and then hopefully Patriots-Super Bowl and everything else, but is this going to be a turning point for the Celtics? It'll be really interesting to see what happens.
How many come to Jesus messages can you have? Team meetings?
Exactly.
You know, how many of those can you have before it starts losing its effectiveness?
I would think even more than one is like a bit much, isn't it?
Probably.
I mean, it's a long season, but still, you're like, all right,
yeah,
we've heard it. We've heard of Kyrie.
I told the story of my friend Tom McVie, who was the coach of the Maine Mariners at the time. Team was going through a bit of a rough patch, and I said, you're going to have a team meeting? He said, no. I said, why not? He says, what happens if I hold a team meeting and we come out and suck?
Yeah,
Then where do I go? What do I do then?
Right?
You're like, forget everything I said.
Yeah,
we're starting over. We're going somewhere
else.
When
you hear players-only meetings.
Oh, yeah, those never work.
No, they don't.
The problem is that if you're having those meetings, that means something's going wrong already.
Like, I guess you are admitting that something is wrong, like that,
yes.
that whole thing. So I guess there is that, which yeah. can be important, but how do you rectify it? How do you figure it out? You got to have the right people in the room responding. First, delivering the message.
Yes.
And then also responding. But my point to Michael just a second ago was...
Well, you do hate LeBron. I mean...
I hate him.
That was your primary point.
Hate him. But right. now I've now turned on Kyrie. But...
But you self-indicted, like he told you. I all way up front, yeah. I hate LeBron.
I'm
okay, now let's
it.
Go.
But Tom Brady, I would say he is a leader, correct? Pretty fair to say Tom Brady's a leader. Does he go up there on his press conferences and say,
I'm the leader of this team,
or, hey, I was talking to Bledsoe about trying to get some of these young guys to work, or I called someone, I mean, that's maybe not a good example, but I was talking to somebody trying to get, like, no. No, I'm sure he has a lot of conversations with his teammates.
Leadership, self-evident. It's
yes.
Never. I've been on teams where guys have tried to declare.
It's good. It's good if players declare him the leader.
Well, I've been
if
on
teammates declare him the leader. That's a good thing. He's the guy.
I've been in situations where guys have declared themselves leaders and weren't.
Let's try this again and see if we've got a little better line. Michael, you there?
How do I get off speaker, babe?
Oh,
there we go.
That's better.
Hey, hold on, guys. Let me get you off speaker here.
Appreciate it.
You actually sounded pretty clear.
Yeah, sounds
good. Actually sounds pretty good. Not too bad.
It was much improved over what we were hearing before.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, for sure.
There we go.
Oh, that is so much better. Thank you so much.
Let's get back to this conversation right now.
All right.
Keep me out of here. I
will say this, Michael. Generally speaking, if a player declares that he's a leader, that's a bad thing. If teammates say, hey, that's our leader, that's our guy, that's a good thing.
That's
usually bad when a player says it.
That's in general, guys, but we have to understand. I believe what you're doing, and I don't know how much you guys heard, is if you have to first self-indict, and that gives you the stance by which to speak to whom you are speaking with. And we are all trying to do it. Whenever I make a comment on a guy that's making a bad decision off the field, the first thing I do is self-indict. I say, hey, listen, I made my share of bad decisions off the field. And that gives me the credibility to speak to you. Because somebody that had made those bad decisions, they don't really have the credibility. They're talking from up high. They've never been down low. I'm telling you where I've been. And Kyrie was telling you where he's been. It should give him the credibility to speak to you, not putting you down. It's what we're trying to do in business. It's what we're trying to do in athletics. It's what we're trying to do as fathers and parents. Tell our kids, listen, I made that bad decision. Don't you make it. That's what we do. That is leadership.
Michael, as for Patriots Chiefs this weekend, one of the concerns I have as a Patriots fan is the road record this season was not good. They were 3-5 on the road. How much of a factor is that this weekend, or is it offset by just how much experience Brady, Belichick, and even a lot of the guys have on the team in games this late into the season?
It is somewhat offset by that, and because no matter what, whenever you make another step up, you're going to deal with it. And in this level, these games come down to plays here, a plays there, plays here, plays there. And there is no tomorrow if that play is not made. And there's been nobody better at it. Nobody better in the world than Tom Brady. We have a question: Who's most concerned? Who's the cause of the dynasty? Belichick and Brady. And I can't separate it. I can't separate it because the coach's job is to put you in position to win, and then the player's job is to take that position and win. And Belichick has done his job by putting them in position to win, and Brady has been great at his job by actually doing the winning. It's hard to separate those two because one without the other does not work. You can put somebody else in position to win. The year you had Matt Castle, you got in position to win. You won 11 games, but I don't know that Matt Castle could win in the playoffs. I do know. What am I talking about? I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Like Tom Brady wins in the playoffs. That's the difference. They didn't get to the playoffs that year. That's why I said that. But that's the difference. It's do you make those plays in those crucial moments when pressure comes down? And I tell people this. Pressure does one or two things for people. It makes the good fold, and it makes the great focus. And Tom Brady has always focused in those great moments that the Dallas Cowboys folded in last week.
Michael, you guys had great offenses in your Super Bowl runs and pretty damn good defenses, too. How dependent is this Patriots defense on the Patriots offense putting up points?
But that's okay. That's okay if it is. They run together and they play together. That defense played great last week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they played great. They were all over.
Yep.
They must have hit Phillip Rivers everywhere he could be hit. I mean, coming in, and I thought they did a great job. As a matter of fact, I thought all the defenses that's left playing right now did a much better job than they did in the regular season. I don't know where somebody went to somebody must have knocked on his door and said, "Wakey, wakey, baby," to Ndamukong Suh, because he woke his butt up and played like a mad dog. That defense in Kansas City with Justin Houston, they woke up and played like a mad dog. And in New England, and it goes back to what I'm telling you, it's these moments right here that the pressure comes down, that those guys are stepping up, and some other people are deciding to step away because the pressure is too great.
As a Hall of Fame wide receiver, I assume you like the fact that the four best offenses are left in the conference championships this weekend. But the question is, in the Patriots-Chiefs game, which defense has a better chance to perform well?
And if we take into account all that's going on, all that's happening, I think advantage goes to the Patriots defense. And let me explain. We heard about an Arctic blast coming through there. And that thing has vacillated from about 8 degrees to 25 degrees, you know. But if it's on that lower end, where they're talking 8, 9 degrees, that ball, it's going to be so heavy and so hard to throw deep, and that's the staple of the Kansas City Chiefs offense. But it doesn't affect the short passes. It doesn't affect the guy that's matriculating the ball down the field. That's the advantage to the Patriots offense. And so if the Chiefs going to be limited, the Chiefs going to be limited in that offense because of the weather, and the Patriots are not, that gives advantage to the Patriots defense. Let me tell you now, when you hear people say, "Well, we run a balanced offense," what do we usually talk about? "Well, we 50% run, we 50% pass." No, that's not what I call balanced offense. What I call a balanced offense is what we had during our dynasty days and winning Super Bowls. That means balance means we can beat you by land or we can beat you by air. It's not a percentage of run versus pass. It's whatever poison you choose, sucker, you gonna die.
Michael, I don't know if you've made your picks yet, but who do you think will be playing in the Super Bowl?
I've been leaning, until I heard this weather, I've leaned just slightly towards Kansas City on the home, because you guys talked about it on the road record. But when this weather came down, I said, uh-oh, that changes things. That changes everything right there. That makes me lean slightly back towards New England. And in the other game, I thought about when whoever woke up at Ndamukong Suh, and get this, it's not just Sue that woke up, it's also Sean McVay that woke up. He saw last week, and maybe I am throwing this ball too much. Maybe I should just run this ball. And now I got C.J. Anderson in Target. I believe he goes down in New Orleans, and he runs the ball, which takes out that crowd noise and takes away the advantage they have of getting to the quarterback because you'll jump on the snap. And I think I just lean slightly over there at the Rams at getting that win in New Orleans.
Michael, when you're in a situation where you're, what's the easiest thing offensively to do to eliminate the crowd noise? Is it just the quarterback's hand signals, or is there more to it than that?
No, man. You know, come to think about it, both teams are visiting some of the noisiest places in the league. You know what I mean? Kansas City, them people, they ain't got nothing to do but yell. And if they go to work the next day, horse, they get a raise. "You did a good job yesterday in the game. We're going to give you a raise." That's how Kansas City is. That's how they do it out there. But it does affect you, man. It affects your ability to communicate on offense. But more importantly, that, because I can get hand signals from quarterbacks. Are we bunchy and tight? I can get the play. I do try to catch the count. But I can also watch the ball from the wide receiver position. But the biggest advantage will be on the jump that guys get, because the tackle can't even hear Hutt. He's looking in to get the Hutt, and by the time he looks in and looks back out, that guy's already jumped across that ball, and he's going for the quarterback. That's the biggest advantage goes to those defensive end, the defensive linemen, when you're in that kind of atmosphere. And that's why New England, who can win by land, like they did last week, or win by air, who gives the balanced attack, has an advantage in that.
Michael, we always appreciate the time. Thank you for the perseverance with the phone. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I apologize too, man. We had too much good stuff to be talking about, but totally in the way of this exchange of knowledge. That's what I call an exchange of knowledge. That's why I love radio. I love radio more than TV, because the radio, we talk with people. TV, I kind of talk to people and at people. It's just the difference, guys.
I agree.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, guys.
Take care. That is Hall of Fame wide receiver Michael Irvin.
I love it. He had a lot of really good stuff in there.
He had some caffeine going today.
He did. What do you say about pressure? You either fold or focus, basically?
The good fold, the great focus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Chuckle, you going to die.
Well, he said that, too. Well, he did throw that out there, too.
That's a saver.
Keep that one ready.
When we come back, we'll hear from New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, Dalen Keefe with Diassi Sports Radio, WEEI.
The dynasty continues as the Patriots defeat the Chargers and get ready to face the Chiefs. React and talk about it right now. Now back to Dalen Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
.617-779-7937 is the telephone number. They've called an audible down at Gillette Stadium. Tom Brady is not at the podium. Julian Edelman, or UConn Cornelius, I think, apparently, based on what I'm watching right now. He's got the hat going. Yeah. He's got the playoff beard going, although the playoff beard's been going since, like, July.
It's good, though, because it's going to be cold there. He's going to be great. He'll be the warmest guy there.
So he is at the podium. If Tom Brady does make the hot tag and come out to the podium,
we'll be down there. You never know.
Until then, we'll get to your call. 617-779-7937, as we've kind of kicked this game around from every conceivable angle, and we are at the point now where please just, as we like to say in my other sport, drop the puck.
We're ready to go.
I know.
Ready to go.
But like every playoff that you look forward to, whether it's baseball, hockey, football, whatever, you want it to happen. You want it to happen, and then when it's over, it's like, oh, all right.
What happened here?
February is just so tough because, I guess you got some basketball and football to watch and spring training to think about, whatever, but it's just a slow period, especially if you had a good playoff season for football.
So now they're saying game time temperature 27 degrees with my favorite feels like 17. So it's very similar.
Which is just not that big a deal.
No, it's what both teams played in last week.
So
both teams had dominating wins.
Six or seven mile an hour wins.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, so right? I mean, they've
covered the field in Kansas City at Arrowhead. They covered it today.
Yeah.
Because they're expecting snow over the next 24 hours.
New sod?
They resodded the center in between the hash marks.
Right.
Did that like Monday.
Know what didn't make it into Keefe's Keys, by the way?
Oh, no.
It should have. Patriots this year, 1-4 on grass. Was that knock your hair back a little bit?
No.
You don't care about that?
Nope.
Because it doesn't help your season.
But that one win on grass was against the playoff team.
That's right. That's Steve. Steve boils it all down to this. They beat the Bears, so they'll beat the Chiefs.
No, just
That's
say it.
It. I got
Listen,
it. No, I got it.
We're throwing facts and figures out.
I didn't say they went 0-8 on the road.
I didn't say they did either. I'm
there.
Just saying, okay, well,
yeah,
they play up to the competition on grass. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So, you know what? Mark it down. I'm changing my pick. They're going to win. They're going to find a way to win. Oh, my gosh.
I will say this. We brought you part of Bill Belichick's press conference earlier.
Yeah.
And we said sometimes he gets to this point in the week and he can be, playful Bill Belichick. He didn't sound very playful, the parts that we listened to.
Yeah. Playful is kind of a... I don't know if that's the word.
Here's a transcript from later on.
Okay.
Where someone said, do you get nervous as the game approaches at any point? His answer was, yeah, every week. The question was, more for a postseason game, or is it a weekly thing? He said, they all count in this league.
Just let me know the next game that doesn't matter, so I can take that into account.
And go to the next one, too, because the one after that's the one that I probably like the most.
That is pretty funny.
The one that starts with probably next August in the preseason.
Because he's talking about, yeah.
No, I don't have that one.
That
Sorry.
Sounded like cameras flashing. That one.
When he said, let me know the next game that doesn't matter so I can take that into account. Somebody, and the questioner said, probably next August in the preseason. He said, just let me know the ones that don't matter. I'll make sure I don't get excited for those.
There you go. Plays them all. That's like, he has the same line when, remember when Gronk got hurt on PAT? And they're like, why is Gronk out there on PAT? He's like, well, if you can tell me what play the guys are going to get hurt on, I'll make sure to have him out of the game. It's the same kind of answer. Mm-hmm. So he gets nervous. He gets butterflies. He gets, nervous tummy aches like I do.
Yeah.
For every game.
Except his nerves are like, I am going to rip this other coach's head off right
yes.
now, and I
yeah.
am the best that's ever done this,
yeah.
and you cannot stand in my way.
Right.
That's
I'm
all.
Sure there's still a little confidence there.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, unlike some coaches, I think he actually genuinely likes and respects Andy Reid.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely no doubt. And I mean, like you said, you read his numbers off earlier, 14 years in the playoffs. The guy's done the job in the NFL, done a good job in the NFL.
If Bill Belichick didn't exist, we'd be talking about Andy Reid as one of the better coaches or maybe top two or three coaches of the last 20 years.
Mike McCarthy might have won more than one Super Bowl, too. I mean,
true. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Now, Reed's never won the Super Bowl. Sean Payton has. But I don't think you can just look at it and say, coach with the Super Bowl better than coach without. Right? Like, because if you are making the playoffs every single year or just about every single year, that is pretty impressive to me. And or if you're a team on the flip side where Sean Payton and Drew Brees, that combo, one of the great quarterback head coach combos of all time, like they've missed the playoffs multiple times.
True.
So Andy Reid's taken Alex Smith to the playoffs and he's taken other guys to the playoffs. I do look at him as a pretty good coach. Now, he's not without his flaws, and maybe they will show themselves late in the game on Sunday. I don't think that would surprise anybody, as if with 5 minutes left to go in the game, you say, oh boy, that was a mistake.
If we simplified all of the matchups, the four teams this weekend, and we just said, who's the best coach-quarterback combo remaining out of the four? I think we all know, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Except you could sit there.
But Mahomes was better than Brady this year. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
He was better.
But you're talking about combos, though. If you're
correct.
About,
the best, so I would give it to the Patriots.
Coach-quarterback combo, which a lot of times is kind of one of the things you look at almost more than anything else.
Right.
Oh, for sure. So I would take them. Now, the truth is, they have the best coach-quarterback combo in every single game that they play, and they still lost five times this year.
True.
And they've lost in the playoffs to a Rex Ryan-Mark Sanchez combo.
True.
That's got to be one of the worst coach-quarterback combos to ever win, or to advance as far as they did.
That's the aberration.
Right. No, it is. Right. No, I understand.
Right, but I agree. But more often than not, the coach-quarterback combo will win out.
It usually does. It does. Know? Super Bowl, not so much.
Yeah.
The end of the program here, what else you got? We're going to add in a little something to it.
Oh, good.
Because what we're going to add in is what, if you heard it earlier, you'll want to hear it again. If you didn't hear it earlier, you'll want to hear it for the first time. Leroy Street diving into the mind of Tom Brady. We will close out with that in just a couple of minutes as well. And then OMF at the top of the hour. Dalen Keefe with D'Ossi, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.